This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, everyone. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That's us from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. From the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, The Flag. Right here along I-29, just south of the I-29-I-94 interchange. And, of course, KLTC 1460 on the western edge, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Williston, Watford City, Stanley. Glad to have you all along on the program today. We call What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, also known as Todd the Radio Gun.
Hello. Hey, are you a Star Wars fan by chance?
I saw the first ever Star Wars in a theater in Alexandria, Minnesota. What year would that have been?
1977.
All right, yeah, 77.
Yep. May the 4th be with you.
We had a...
waiting all weekend to say that, guys.
Oh, the 4th. Yeah, okay, I get it now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After that first one, I think I might have seen two, maybe three more, but it sort of got to be ridiculous. You know? Just a little bit on the ridiculous side. I do remember Star Wars on the Marquee, whatever that theater was named, in Alexandria, Minnesota. We had a lake place in Minnewaska, Lake Minnewaska, which is down there, Glenwood, Starbuck, Minnesota.
Did a water show on Minnewaska once.
You remember the little Dairy Queen there in Starbuck?
I don't.
Stopped there many
Starbucks
times.
So you bet.
That was our ritual on the way home. Go back to Montevideo.
There you go.
After a stop at the Starbucks Dairy Queen. One of those little tiny ones, you know, kind of nice. Anyway, guess what we have today to announce? The PetroServe USA Studios, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the paint is still a tad wet. Kevin's been slaving away with a brush. That was a good job, Todd, having Kevin do it.
You bet.
So don't touch it, because it's still got a little bit of, you know, the red and blue to it. But we have the PetroServe USA Studios here, and I'm so excited because... I don't know about you. Part of coming back after this, whatever this has been, this COVID funk we've been in, this lockdown, this total disruption to life as we know it, has been sort of your routine as far as a good meal. You know, it's been a little bit disrupted. Now, my wife has made some marvelous meals. We've probably had more home cooked meals with the kids around the table than we have in years. So there have been good things about this. But there's that sort of normal that and one of those is a Valley City stop at PetroServe USA. That location there is just phenomenal. The food's great. Today's the lunch special. You ready? Beef and gravy, scallop, potatoes, and ham.
Yes, please.
That's at the Valley City location. If you're cruising Bismarck, Fargo, whatever, you know, just remember Valley City, PetroServe USA, open and serving. Grab and go, homemade cooking. And it is really, really good. Lots of other specials we'll tell you about throughout the day. Different locations of the PetroServe USA. Although I would maybe want to tease out if you're hungry for the best caramel roll money can buy. Many locations of PetroServe USA have those. It's the famous Valley Dairy caramel roll at their location, which are PetroServe USA stores as well. And in Grand Forks, so there you go. And welcome to our friends at PetroServe USA. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Listener sends a note here. Michelle, no need. I'm just wanting to emphasize the futility of a mask. This is interesting. The futility of a mask. I guess if wearing a mask makes people feel safe, they should, but here are a few facts. Okay, you ready? If airborne, a properly fitted N95 doesn't stop an airborne virus, it would stop a droplet. Droplet would be comparable to an 18-wheeler airborne to a smart car. Can you guys help me with that analogy there? Droplet would be comparable to an 18-wheeler airborne to a smart car. Maybe she means small car. You think?
Yeah, small car. Yep.
Because I don't know what a smart car is.
Smart cars are those little two-seater things.
Oh, so it's...
Those tiny little ones.
It is a small car. Why do they call that a smart car?
That's a brand. That's the name of the brand.
Self-driving, I thought, too, was a smart car.
No.
Anyway.
I don't know. When I see an 18-wheeler and then I see a smart car, I don't think it should be called a smart car because the 18-wheeler is going to win. You know what I'm saying?
True. Those are the ones you might see the occasional meme on Facebook with the wrecked car and the deer, and then the deer walked away laughing, and yeah, it's that
yeah,
car.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, there are those who feel the virus is transferred by both modes. A properly fitted N95 filters to 0.3 microns. The virus is 0.1 microns. I'm wondering if pushing the mask is to keep the panic alive. I'm not promoting panic. Just be smart. Wash your hands, get sleep, do what you can to keep your immune system going strong. I do think we get a little goofy sometimes on this stuff. Don't you?
Oh.
Yeah. So I take your point, Michelle. Welcome anybody else's point on that as well.
I just wonder if I have to wear a mask to keep you from getting the virus that I might have but don't, that might kill you but probably won't. I'm wondering what else I should do to keep you safe. Should I quit driving? Because, I mean...
Yeah, we've seen you drive, and we're going to talk to you about that after the show.
I should probably quit hunting, too. I mean, we could have a... You never know when a round's going to go stray or...
You know, you should just live in the bubble.
I'm trying to think all the ways I could live my life to make you safe.
Just get in the bubble.
Yeah.
Stay there. Yeah. Thank you.
I have questions.
On behalf of America, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'm a giver.
Or
you are a giver. Yes. All right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like,
so,
what?
Michelle's got us going on masks. Anything else?
But shouldn't you wear the mask over your nose as well if you're going to wear one?
Yes, you should.
So there you go. I have a confession to make about the masks. They fog my glasses up.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I get that, too.
So I can't... If I wear a mask, I can't see. It's one of the two. I'm either going to, you know...
We'll get you some glasses with windshield wipers and...
Get hit by a car in a parking lot of the supermarket, or I'm not going to wear... What is it? What is it going to be? Can't find what I'm looking for in the supermarket because my glasses are fogged up, but I got a mask on.
Oh, man, right?
Am I the smart car?
It's like, what? Huh?
Am I the smart car?
Wait, what?
I don't think that's exactly the smart car. I'm going to get hit by the 18-wheeler.
You are.
Yeah, all right. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, local telephone number. You can also call 271-1100. Kevin will answer your call there. You can text Todd. 701-226-8503, and text me, 701-367-2054.
Put shaving cream on your glasses and they won't fog up? Never heard
somebody
that one?
Somebody said that? No.
Yeah, so we just texted that. I'm like, I've never heard that one before. But.
I think that's a joke, Todd, because if you put shaving cream on your glasses, you're not going to see through the shaving cream.
Well, exactly.
Just clean your glasses with shaving cream. But that's what I have.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. If you clean your glasses with shaving cream, if I clean my glasses with shaving cream, they're going to be a smudged up mess, no?
Oh, good thing. I know in my scuba mask, when we dive, I just spin in it and it keeps it foggy. Or maybe just clean your glasses with a little spittle.
All right, a texter has requested that I read an article on FoxNews.com and sent the link. Here it is. DARPA has a game-changer coronavirus test that's awaiting emergency approval. Though there's currently no scientific cure for the disease known as COVID-19, researchers at the U.S. most advanced military agency have designed a coronavirus test that can identify people before they become infectious. Described as a potential game changer, the test came from a project of the Defense Advanced Projects Agency, Research Projects Agency, DARPA, that was initially designed for diagnosing those who become poisoned by germ or chemical warfare. It was repurposed for the coronavirus pandemic and may be able to detect the presence of the virus in as little as 24 hours after a person is infected. Anybody else intrigued right now? The concept fills a diagnostic gap worldwide. It's an absolute game changer, says the head of the DARPA Biological Technologies Office. The new form of testing looks at how a person's body responds its fight with the coronavirus as opposed to just looking for the presence of the virus itself. We have evidence that diagnosis happens in the first 24 hours for an influenza. We are still in the midst of proving it with COVID-19. That said, we should know very soon after EUA. What's EUA? Did they tell us that earlier? That part of their testing? Emergency use approval. I see. They're getting the they're getting the okay from it. All right. Thank you. Good suggestion there. Appreciate that. David Horowitz coming up on the program today. We're going to talk with the Stockman's Association tomorrow. Stay
Since
tuned.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Krog to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Krog explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life is a highway. Please maneuver it without the use of alcohol. I find it hard to believe that's a message that we need to convey, but we do every now and then based on the media releases from the Highway Patrol. 7:30 last night. Motorcyclist West Fargo can't maneuver a roundabout. Hits an embankment, goes flying off the thing, and now is hospitalized. Same thing on a driver. I think this was noon yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Noon. A driver went in the ditch between I-94. Same thing. Driving under the influence. Noon yesterday. Whew. Please, think twice. Would you? Is that too much to ask? Think twice about this. Where was that one? Stutzman County. 1 o'clock yesterday, east of Jamestown. Mile marker 267. One vehicle ran off the roadway. 2006 Cadillac. 30-year-old. Will Gullickson from McKenzie, North Dakota, minor injuries, transported to Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Put on a seatbelt, but driving under the influence. Well, the seatbelt's on. Please, 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 please. Be careful. All right? Be smart. This is the program brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Talk about being smart. This is the way to go. If right now all this disruption has you a little rattled, you're not sure what the future holds. You know, it's a time of uncertainty, yes. That could bring some stress, but it also can bring some opportunity if you let it. And if you're adapting to new ways of living and working, try also searching for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. Find ways to stay connected, do constructive things, make the best of uncertainty. Help it bear some fruit for the future. That's what the University of Mary can do for you. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, whatever it is, if you want to expand your skills, didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, University of Mary wants to serve you. It's the time now to earn an academic certificate or credential that will benefit you today and tomorrow. In every circumstance, we can take positive action. For more info, visit online. Go online.umary.edu/certificates. All right. We now have 325 texted photos of a smart car. Thank you. We know what a smart car is now. Although, again, by looking at it, owning one in North Dakota, there's no way you could be considering yourself driving a smart car if you're driving one of these. I'm sorry. That's not possible.
No, but if you're trying to parallel park in New York City, it might be a smart way to go.
Right. I said North Dakota. It's not a North Dakota smart car.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Look at those wheels. I mean, there are bicycles. There are trikes. They're Padugers, the Hot Wheels that have better tires than that thing has. Just saying. All right. Put shaving cream on glasses. They won't fog up. Wipe it off after a minute or two. Seriously, put bathroom mirror before the shower. True story. Okay, but I'm not going to walk around to the restaurant with my shaving cream on.
No, clean up the shaving cream. Wipe it off.
You clean it. Yeah, you don't
like foam up your face and go out.
I understand, but I'm saying.
You know, Kevin and I would put shaving cream in our glasses and grab white canes and start walking. No, I'm just kidding.
You saying it lasts?
No. Well, it keeps them cleaner.
It's like an anti-fog. It's like an anti-fog.
Exactly. It's supposed to keep them cleaner.
Somebody else sent us a screenshot from a television interview of an individual that was doing an interview from the Multicultural Center, helping during the pandemic, and the mask is around the chin. So the subheadline is Protect the Chin. Thank you for that.
Hey, sometimes that beard is hard to grow for people. You never know.
Oh, this is bad news. Legendary NFL head coach Don Shula has died at 90 years of age. Was he not the sharpest-dressed football head coach in history, too?
Pretty much.
Yeah, he was the man.
Remember him? He just had the look.
Only undefeated coach in the season.
I was say, hard to argue with that 72 season, man. I mean, yep. They got it done.
Had the look. Yeah, the fish were always tough to deal with. If there is a crisis at the beef packing plants because of the virus, as well as other essential plants, why is the National Guard called in to keep critical manufacturing processing facilities running? Are they not the tool for us in the event of a critical need from society? trying to think, has there ever been a time where we've called the National Guard in to actually do the work of a company? I mean, I could see the National Guard maybe helping with testing or, you know, some things related to that, but I think actually doing the work of the plan I've not heard of before. I think you'd be better off dealing with the actual employees there and putting the precautions in place to, you know, allow them to keep working.
Can you keep everybody 6 feet apart, though?
Testing them on the way, and I don't know how far apart they are. Texture says, why did the CDC say recently changed their tune that the Swedish model was the one to adapt? Do you think wearing masks and sensory imagery to public, there's a problem creating more severe social shock that results in more economic pain? Todd, can you translate that one there for me? So I'm going to go on to mine. Todd translates that.
I don't translate. I just regurgitate.
You just cut and paste, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't read minds.
Kevin
that's
is thinking.
My, that's
of,
my wife.
Kevin is thinking of Smart Park. Great Super Bowl commercial about it.
Smart Pack. He's got Smart Pack.
Remember that? That was good. Texter, I use garlic for vampires and fax for lefties. Keeps them both away. Oh, goodness. Wash glasses with soapy water. Let air dry. Well, I love all these tips on
cleaning
glasses.
Doesn't that leave a film on it, though?
But here's the deal. I'm just saying, if I wake up in the morning, get out the old shaving cream, and lather up the glasses, clean them, and leave. You tell me when I go to a restaurant at 6 o'clock at night for supper that my mask is not going to fog up the glasses?
More likely
that's the
not.
Word.
Yep.
Oh, I don't buy it.
The anti-fog.
Don't buy it for a minute. I'll try it.
Try it, yep.
Texter says, I respectfully disagree that masks don't protect. I've worked in a COVID unit for the past couple of months along with many others. Not one healthcare worker has contracted COVID. I'm a strong proponent of wearing masks in public also. We need to stay vigilant. The virus has not left the state. Okay. What's the point of being tested if I'm negative that day and then contracted the following day? At this point, I'm willing to bet far more people have already had it than we know, and antibody testing is really what we should be focusing on. Well, thankfully, that's happening. You got Ascension doing that. You got Sanford doing that.
I say we rename this Elvis so that we can finally down the line say Elvis has left the building.
I see. All right. David Horowitz, when we come back on the program, I know this is a shocker, but there's a lot of hypocrisy related to how Brett Kavanaugh's accusers were treated versus Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
I know.
No kidding.
I know. Yeah. So that and more coming up. Don't go away.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying in an event last night he's predicting an economic boom once the coronavirus pandemic is over.
We want to go back to work quickly but safely, and that's what's happening. And then next year, I think we're going to have a great economic year. We're going to get our jobs back, and I'll go a step further. We have a transition third quarter. We're going to have a very good fourth quarter. We're going to have a great next year.
Speaking there at a town hall event sponsored by Fox News, the president also predicted that there would be a vaccine available to fight the virus by the end of the year. Top scientists have not expressed that much optimism, suggesting it could end up taking 18 months. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to reconvene today for the first time in more than a month. The U.S. House will stay closed, though, for at least another week because of coronavirus concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike. Somebody,
we're going to talk to Larry Schnell, Vice President of the Livestock Marketing Association, coming up a little bit. There's some buzz about the investigation of the big packers is underway by the FBI, by the Department of Justice. So we're going to find out about that and also just talk to Larry a little bit about the situation and the way out topic we're continuing to follow very closely for you. Also, Minnesota District 47 Senator in positions, Dr. Scott Jensen, is going to join us. He early on was blowing the whistle on the fact that as a doctor, he was getting direction from the Department of Health in Minnesota to say, list all deaths as COVID. And they, wait a minute, I'm not going to list the death of COVID unless it is COVID. Why are you telling us how to list the deaths? So he sort of blew the whistle on that a little bit. We're going to talk with him about the very latest on that coming up on the program, too. So stay tuned for all of that. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 from the PetroServe USA studios. And I think it's only fair that I tell you about one other great meal. If you're traveling I-29 today, let's try this. We did Valley City last time on 94. Harwood has sausage potatoes today at the PetroServe USA location. Fargo 12th Avenue North location has the Sloppy Joes. Those are the lunch specials today. And remember, lunch comes with two sides and a bun. Sloppy Joes at Fargo 12th Avenue North. Harwood, the sausage potato and the two sides and a bun of your choice there. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, bringing you the PetroServe USA studios. Our next guest is the author of a book that we can't read yet. Next month, it'll be out. Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win. David Horowitz joins us to talk a little bit about the latest on a story that you've no doubt been hearing about, accusers of Joe Biden and how that's being dealt with compared to that of Brett Kavanaugh, if you remember, but wanted to plug the book, too. David, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. So just give me a little bit of a hint here on some things in the book. We obviously have an unprecedented year for a presidential election to have not only Donald Trump be so different than any traditional candidate in a long time, so hated by the media and the left, and now a COVID crisis, and you're still confident he's going to win. Tell us why.
Well, because I think the American people aren't stupid. Democratic Party has poisoned the political debate in this country. They basically seceded from the union. I mean, it's interesting that Trump held his town hall in the Lincoln Memorial, because not since the Civil War have we had a party that was at war with our basic order. The founders wanted us to compromise. The whole system is built on compromise. They were afraid of political parties becoming factions and breaking up the union. And actually, it's the first time since 1860, the Democratic Party in 2016 declared war on an incoming president. I mean, normally there's a honeymoon of Gallup estimates that the average honeymoon for a president was 7 months, where you let the guy get in office, and appoint his team and start his policies before you start attacking him. It's what keeps us together as a nation. The Democrats, as you know, 70 of them boycotted the inauguration. They declared they were going to have a resistance, which is seditious. I mean, you can't have a resistance to a duly elected president without breaking up the political order. And that's what they've done. And their chief weapon is character assassination. And that's what they did to Brett Kavanaugh because he's a male Christian and white. The Democratic Party is a racist party. White people are bad. Men are guilty before the fact. Women are innocent even if the facts show that they're guilty. I mean, you could go on and on. If you remember, when Kavanaugh was appointed, nominated by Trump, Chuck Schumer held a protest on the steps of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is supposed to be above politics, but he held a press conference on the steps of the Supreme Court with every Democrat member of the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is supposed to look at the credentials of a nominee, and if they're in order, give them an upvote, and then it goes to the whole Senate. Schumer declared with every Democrat present, and this is before one hearing was held, that he would, you know, fight to the death to keep Kavanaugh from being a Supreme Court justice. And Kavanaugh had a public record. You know, he was on the appeals court of D.C., the top appeals court in the country. And he had 300 decisions. He had the highest from the American Bar Association, which is a liberal group. He got stellar reports. And yet Schumer declared war on his nomination. And then they went about sliming him and dredging up this pathological liar, Christine Blasey Ford. I mean, she was exposed as a liar in the hearings. She, first of all, she didn't know when, you know, what the date was, what she was alleged. I mean, she didn't even allege rape. She alleged that these teenagers rolled on top of her and then were so drunk they rolled off. That was her testimony. No witnesses. She named four people there. All of them denied they had ever been to a party like that. She didn't know how she got there or how she got home, even though it was 20 minutes away from her house by her own account. She said initially she tried to destroy Kavanaugh's life from the shadow, wanted to be a faceless accuser. I'm so un-American. The Sixth Amendment says that you have to, if you're an accuser, you have to confront the accused so that they get to cross-examine you. And it's such an important part of the American political order that we make children who've been molested, children, they have to go to court and testify, because this Christine Ford, she wanted to testify anonymously, and she was outed by the Democrat lawyers that she went to because they knew that that wouldn't wash. And then she claimed she couldn't come to Washington to testify because she's afraid of flying ever since this incident that allegedly happened 37 years before when Kavanaugh was a teenager. It's just unbelievable. And then the Republicans were so intimidated because of this Me Too crap. Not one Republican senator, you know, cross-examined Ford. They turned it over to a female prosecutor of sex crimes who was very clever and got Christine Ford to admit that she flies all over the South Pacific to go water skiing. An incredible lie that she told. She said she was afraid of flying because she was traumatized 37 years later by what happened. The lies just went on and on. And also, she scrubbed her internet account, which showed what her motive was. She was a Trump hater. She was pro-abortion, ferociously so, a donor to the Democratic Party, and so forth. This woman who's accusing Biden loves the Democratic Party. She was shocked by his behavior, but she had no political motive, to file a report against him. And yet you have every single Democrat senator refusing to support this woman's claims. The whole press, which crucified Brett Kavanaugh and published all these lies and phony accusations against him, basically have been defending Tara Reid, although some of them have been embarrassed because it's so transparent what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are just poisoned our political system.
You're so right, David, and have explained it very, very well here. So much so, I think you kind of get in, as someone that does this stuff day to day and watches it and comments on it and asks the listeners to do the same, you sort of get down in the weeds a little bit and fight it day to day rather than what you've done here is just explain from a bigger picture what we're up against here. And this is systematic. And it is, to me, like, for instance, on the situation with Tara Reid, and Brett Kavanaugh, the differences in those two accusations. It is so transparent. It's ridiculous. Do you think it helps with the, going back to Trump will win, as you write in your book, is it because this is so blatantly obvious and because it's so transparent, what they're trying to do?
It's been a gang rape since Trump won the election. It was actually before. But you can't have 3.5 years of accusing Trump of being Hitler and Stalin and a rapist and a sexist, a white supremacist. And you just go on and on. How long can you do that? A colluder with Russia, an ASP agent, as that jerk Swalwell called him. The lies have gone on now for, it's what, 3.5 years. So they've kind of run out of ammunition. I mean, people, when they see a gang rape, they identify with the victim. And so they've turned Trump, they accuse him of being a bully. But you can't not sympathize with this guy. Well, you can if you're on the left. But I think the American people see, here's a guy was fought for them. These trade, I've been in politics for 60 years, actually. And I was shocked when, Trump went after these bad trade deals that Obama and Bush and Clinton signed, where China and Japan and Europe fleeced America for trillions of dollars. Trillions of taxpayer dollars went to fund the development of China because Obama and Clinton and George Bush were too lazy or just didn't care to negotiate decent deals. So people see that Trump has put himself on the line. I mean, I don't know what, he's a billionaire. He could have just a happy, toy-filled life. But he's endured this unbelievable character assassination and bad treatment. Them. And, they say that one of the attacks on Trump is that he's only president in himself. He's the only president in the history of the country who's given his whole salary, $400,000 a year, back to the people. In the first quarter of this year, he donated $100,000 and he got to fighting the coronavirus. Clinton made a $70 million fortune out of being president.
Yeah, hold that thought if you would, David. We'll continue after a break on What's
We're
on Your Mind.
Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by MyPillow. What a great week to get yourself some MyPillows. Maybe you're opening the cabin and you haven't been sleeping all that great at the cabin. Well, that'd be a good time to load up on the do you have the sheets there? How about the MyPillow towels? These are towels that actually absorb moisture. I know, hard to believe, but the big box stores don't do that anymore. Mike came up with some dandies here. And they're all, by the way, made in the USA, 100% USA cotton, 60-day money-back guarantee. Everything right now, a big part of their offerings, buy one, get one. So if you go to MyPillow.com, you can buy one, then you get one. You get some really, really good deals. So go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, and you'll see all the specials there. When you put in the promo code Scott, you get the best deal you can get on the site. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Remember, most important thing to your health is what? Your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is what? My pillows. Just remember that. Again and again and again, we hear that from our listeners, and we love it. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Back with David Horowitz, author of a new book. It'll be out next month called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. You realize you're going to trigger them with this title, don't you, David Horowitz?
I've triggered them over so many years.
That's true.
Yeah.
You trigger them.
I'm a target.
You're triggering them from the left. What you've described here very systematically is not a political opponent in the traditional sense, but you used really, you know, graphic descriptions of what has been done to Trump and what is happening.
This is treason, what they've done. They've destroyed the basic American framework, again, is compromise. That's why we have the Electoral College, why there's not a direct election of the president, because it forces candidates to go into what we call battleground states, where they have to win over people who disagree with them. They have to compromise. The whole system that the founders created, the whole constitutional system, is compromised. That's why, we have the Democrats have not only called for the abolition of the Electoral College, but also the Senate. Because, you know, Wyoming has, I don't know, but let's say it's 500,000 people and it gets 2 senators. And California has 33 or 4 million people and it only gets 2 senators. The idea was that this is a check that on the passions of the people. It's a very profound system we have. The people are sovereign, but it's not one person, one vote. We have checks and balances because the founders understood that people get swept up in these emotions and they can, you know, do disastrous things. In Germany, had a democracy and they elected Hitler. So Democrats are at war with our system. This is we have not had this since 1860.
None of us then obviously remember, that. We've not had this since 1860. What is your advice to people who support Trump, who believe like you that he is being subjected to nothing short of treason in political opposition? What's required of us?
Two things. We, patriotic America, has suffered because conservatives have a healthy disrespect for politics. They don't like politics. It's dirty. And the Democrats play really dirty. So they haven't been involved. And I think one of the most encouraging things is those Trump rallies. 20% of them are Democrats. He's really gone to the people. I mean, this is a leader such as we haven't had before. So the first thing is get involved. These demonstrations to open the country again. The Democrats want to shut down the country and destroy the economy so they can beat Trump. I mean, they're just Machiavellians. They have no principles. Their principle is power. The second thing is the Democrats are at war with everybody who's not a Democrat, at war. They use language. They accuse Trump and of course his supporters of killing people in the virus. I mean, we're fighting a virus that affects all Americans, but Democrats are at war with the commander in chief in this war against the virus. And they accuse Trump of killing thousands of coronavirus systems. They call us racists, sexist, homophobes, white supremacists, Nazis. That Michigan governor just did that. And what do our guys say? And they say, oh, the Democrats are playing politics. They're playing. No, it's not politics they're playing. They're playing war. They're at war. And our language has to get much tougher than it is. We have to call them out. When you have an Eric Swalwell who's and Schiff himself, claiming that Trump is a Russian agent on the basis of nothing. Those are traitors. Actually, there was a CIA guy on Fox the other day who said, we know now we had a coup attempt led by Brennan, that was the head of the CIA, and Comey. And he said they should all get the death penalty. And I agree with that. I mean, the sad reality is we haven't tried anybody for treason since Tokyo Road.
Well, you've done one thing today. You've certainly woken folks up to the battle ahead between now and November, and what if you're a Trump supporter, what you're up against in the way of opposition. The book, by the way, out next month. Pre-order it from a great American, David Horowitz. Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Talk again soon. Look forward to it. You bet.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.